And welcome back to the KSVC studios in Richfield. Robert Lovell with you this morning as we are pleased to present to you a special Veterans Day program put on by the Richfield City and also Pavant Elementary School and the Richfield High School Band. We'll look forward to hearing from all of them here shortly. Also, our featured speaker today is Rick Pruitt, who Mayor Dave Ogden will introduce here in just a few minutes. But we'll let you know that he has been gracious enough to say if you have any questions you'd like to ask him about his service, how the war was, his time there, you can feel free to call in and do so. You can text into our text line as well. That might be the easiest way to do it, 435-612-0893. So again, if you have questions, we'll get to those later on in this program, but you are welcome to text in your questions for Rick Pruitt coming up later, 435-612-0893. But for now, Mayor Ogden, I'll let you introduce our program for today.
Well, thank you, Robert. It's great to be here. This is a special day. I think I mentioned earlier, but this is what we used to call Armistice Day. So when World War I ended, which was on the 11th month, the 11th day and the 11th hour. So we're near that, and it's appropriate. It's not just a weekend holiday like any other day. And we have a great veteran here with us, Rick Pruitt. I'm going to introduce him in a moment, but we'll start out by having our national anthem, and then we'll hear a part of a program that was recorded earlier by Pavant Elementary, and we express appreciation to them ahead of time for their efforts. They went to the memorial. It can be viewed on YouTube, and I think you'll give us the coordinates for that at the appropriate time. But let's just go ahead and start the program. They're going to sing a song, and then we're going to go into the national anthem right before Rick speaks. But before that, I'll introduce Rick's qualifications, if that's okay.
All right, so here is the Pavant Elementary School, the fifth graders' Veterans Day program for this year. And again, you can find it on YouTube as well at PES Veterans Day Program, November 2020. It starts off with hearing from a President Ronald Reagan.
Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. The crisis we're facing today does not require of us the kind of sacrifice that Martin Treptow and so many thousands of others were called upon to make. It does require, however, our best effort and our willingness to believe in ourselves and to believe in our capacity to perform great deeds, to believe that together, with God's help, we can and will resolve the problems which now confront us. And after all, why shouldn't we believe that? We are Americans.
Okay, hey, it's great to be here with you, Robert, in the studios of KSVC. It was great to hear those comments from President Reagan and then the school children and their songs. I want to express appreciation to their teachers, principal, to all those that helped them do this production. And I encourage everybody to go out and watch it on YouTube. And then the high school jazz band and Mr. Thompson getting that music to us. We appreciate him and all of those students that perform there and share their talents and share their patriotism with us. So we're grateful to be here in the studios of KSVC this beautiful winter day, and we're grateful to have a great American here with us, Rick Pruitt. And I'm going to introduce Rick, and then I'm going to let him speak, and then we can take questions. And if we have a text-in number, if you would text in to 435-612-0893, then Rick can answer just what you ask, and we're, so there'll be some time for that. Rick Pruitt was raised in Cedar City, a graduate of Cedar High. He served 3 years in the U.S. Army Security Agency, including two tours of duty in the Republic of Vietnam. He then joined the Utah National Guard, 2nd Battalion, 222nd Field Artillery, serving in headquarters and a headquarters battery in Cedar City while attending SUSC, which is now SUU. He moved to Logan to get a master's degree in marketing education, then moved to Richfield in August of 1977 to begin teaching at Richfield High School. He also transferred at that time to Battery A 222. He taught for 18 years and then got another master's degree in educational counseling and became a counselor at Richfield High School. He retired from the National Guard in 1997 with 27 years of service. He retired from Richfield High School in 2010. He went to work for 6 years with the Desert Uniserve Division of Utah Education Association. He retired completely, except for honeydews, in 2016. Rick is married to the former Helen Alvey and is the father of 4 children, the grandfather of 11 children. And Rick, we are so pleased to have you with us and grateful for your service. I was in city council a few weeks ago, and I said I'd really like to get a great speaker for Veterans Day, and somebody said your name, and in unison, the whole city council said yes, and that's obvious because they recognize you as being a great American and a veteran and somebody who just really loves our country. So we're happy to have you here, and I'm going to let you go ahead and take it away.
Thank you. I don't know if that's going to give people more or less confidence in the city council. A greater man than I once said that, quote, periodically the tree of freedom must be fed the blood, sweat, and tears of patriots, close quote. This was during the Revolutionary War that gave us our independence from Great Britain. We have fought many wars since then, feeding that tree. We fought the British once again in 1812. We fought Barbary pirates. We fought with Mexico to kind of secure our southern borders. We fought the Civil War to free slaves. We fought the Spanish, which freed Cuba and the Philippine Islands. The 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in the year 1918, an armistice was signed to end the war of all wars. Well, that was a good idea. Nobody realized that within 20 years the second one would start. Here we are 102 years later, and in one way or another, we've had some kind of war going on almost continually. Thank God we have men and women who are willing to fight to help us keep our freedom. We're here today to honor those veterans who took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That oath does not end when you leave the military. That oath is permanent. Fewer than 2% of the population has served in the armed forces. Think about that. 2% of the population were willing to give their all for the other 98%. Didn't know most of them. They went for different reasons, but they went. Sometimes to places they'd never heard of and probably couldn't have found on a map, but they went. That's why we honor them. That 2% was a mixture of all colors, socioeconomic backgrounds, religions, political feelings, etc. It didn't matter. The oath was the same for all. It's amazing to think that people you don't know and have little in common with are willing to give their lives so you can live free. You may not understand why someone gets nervous when he or she hears fireworks or a gunshot or a backfire of a vehicle. They probably won't come out and tell you unless you ask. Most veterans served because of duty and honor. It wasn't some great adventure. It wasn't a way to get out of work. It certainly wasn't for the pay. Each person had a different reason. Each veteran served in a unique capacity. Some never saw combat, many did. Didn't matter, they had still taken that oath and effectively written a check for up to and including their life for their country. You may hear of some that did terrible things, but the vast majority served with honor and dignity. And most saw things nobody should ever have to see. If you know a veteran or a person who is currently serving, let them know you appreciate their sacrifice for you. Let them know you're worth it. Because those of us who have taken that oath sure believe in you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Rick. That's a stirring something to say, and it touched my heart. When we make those oaths, it is for life, as you say. Anyway, we sure appreciate your service. And have you got some text in? Any questions for Rick? I certainly do. Rick, you served in Vietnam. We haven't sufficiently honored those that did that. I know that Tom Rose and others have been involved in getting a proper recognition and a thank you and a welcome home. I just want to know how you've been able to deal with that through the years, because I know it was a problem for so many, as it should be, and what your thoughts are about that.
Tom Rose and Mike Turner, like you said, have gone way above and beyond what they should have done. And Tom is a Vietnam veteran. Mark, of course, was not, but they have organized flights back to Washington, D.C. that the veteran doesn't pay for. And it's kind of interesting to, 40 years after I had come home, to be able to go through those airports and have people just start cheering. It's very touching. But the thing, we weren't treated well when we came home because the war wasn't popular. Never blame the warrior for the war. It was Vietnam veterans that were there to make sure that those who came home from the First and Second Gulf War did not get that same homecoming, if you will. They made sure that they were welcomed home. and many of the veterans here in Sevier County, and there are many, did a great deal to make sure that those men and women came home and were treated properly. That kind of makes up for the way we were treated.
Well, that's good. I know we mentioned Tom and Mike in this last segment that we did, but you can't thank those enough who have recognized this as being something that was not appropriate and trying to make amends for it. And I can only imagine what it must have felt like to be back in those airports and other places where people stopped and paid the appropriate tribute for your willingness to give it all. And that's what it really amounted to, your oath and your willingness to do all that you were asked to do in defense of our country. That's great.
One other thing. When I was in the Army, there was a stigma attached to the National Guard that they'd never had to go anyplace. And since 1990, that has changed so drastically that the National Guard is such a big part of our defense, of our reactions force. This National Guard unit, 2nd of the 222nd, which has units in Cedar City, Beaver, St. George, and, of course, the best one here in Richfield, could be on a 48-hour notice. Have your bags packed and be ready to go. And a lot of people don't realize how important that guard is to us and what all they do, not only to be deployed to foreign countries, but they went up and helped when the wind problems down so many trees in Weber County and Ogden. They're just such a big part of this community, and I think we should be really proud of them.
You know, as we listen to these young people sing, and I'm stirred by the thought that, the thought that they're learning about patriotism, in about the only way they can. They have teachers, and so I not only want to pay tribute to you for being a veteran, I want to pay tribute to you as a teacher, and to thank all those teachers through grade school, clear up through high school and beyond, who have tried to share their feeling of patriotism with the young people. And it's hard to take the way you feel and give it to somebody else. It's something that they almost have to earn. But I sense when these kids are singing these songs or playing these songs at the high school, they're gaining some appreciation for the fact that we live in someplace special. And I know that men and women all over the world have died for their countries, but this experiment, that we have here in the United States, you know, Ronald Reagan, we had him, he played a segment in this production. He said that ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that changed the course of government with three small words: we the people. We the people tell the government what it should do. It doesn't tell us. And so that and all other kinds of spirit of patriotism, I see teachers like yourself teaching to young people that they have a responsibility, because with every with every opportunity comes an obligation, and with freedom that we have comes with a duty, and we have a duty to to get these feelings into the hearts of the children. I'm sure that you probably spent many of class time explaining to young people how important it is to love their country and be willing to serve the country.
That's true. Freedom is not free. And I was very, very fortunate to be able to teach with some of the greatest people. And it bothers me when I hear people tear down the public education system, because Sevier School District has some of the most dedicated people, most dedicated teachers, that have done so much with so little for so long. They can almost do anything with nothing, that put their heart and souls into each and every child that they work with. And you do end up trying to let them know what a great opportunity it is to live in this country. I have four children. Three of them are sons, and they were out of the country for 2 years, each one of them. And they told me when they landed, the airplane landed back on American soil, it was a spiritual experience. And I've felt that every time I've come home. And that's, we certainly are blessed in this country to have what we have, especially in this valley.
Once again, this is the Richfield City Veterans Day program here on KSVC. And Rick, we do have a comment coming in. Mr. B, I believe out of Delta, asked you the question, if you can identify one thing that all people should understand, especially those of us who have not served, what would that be?
Boy, that is a good question. But the one thing is, again, freedom isn't free. And having been raised in a small town in Utah where we didn't have a lot of diversity, it was interesting to get thrown in with Hispanics, with Asians, with African Americans, so forth, and yet there was never a color barrier in the military, and we were all just green. And if we could get everybody to think like that, that would be the best thing that could happen to this country.
That's great, Rick. I have a question from Sheriff Curtis that just texted me, and he said, to please tell Rick, thanks for his service. The question I have for him is, what is one thing you would tell someone thinking about joining the military or serving the nation, and what would you say to those serving to inspire them to stay vigilant in their service?
Another good question. Once they start serving, vigilance doesn't become blasé to them. It is everything. But if somebody is coming to me and asking, should I serve, I would have to tell them, you have to answer that yourself. What is your reason for doing that? Do you think this is going to be some great adventure? Do you realize how much time you're going to be sitting around and the rest of the time you're going to be scrambling to get things done? It seemed like all of my time in the military, it was either sit and wait or hurry up and get it done yesterday. It just didn't seem like there were any other options. It's a fascinating experience because of the people that you get to meet, both of our nation and other nations. Former Army or former chief of former Army chief of, I guess he was the commanding general of the Army, part of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. General Shelikashvili had the pleasure of serving him coffee one time, and you look back on those things and you think, oh, that was kind of cool. I didn't know how to make coffee, so I didn't know why he wanted to drink it, but he sure did. And there are just experiences that you get nowhere else.
That's true. You know, you mentioned the feeling that young men and young women have when they go out in the world and serve, whether it be a mission or some other reason they're overseas. I found myself in Scotland in 1969, in November of 1969. So, and I remember that back in those days, we got to go to a movie once a week, if it was the kind of movie that you should be going to. And it was, I went to the movie Patton, and I'll never forget being in a foreign country, what it made me feel like when he walked out on that stage in front of that big flag. And it wasn't what he said, it was just the fact that there was that flag, and I just started crying. And I do almost every time I see it. And he was kind of a rough old codger, but standing in front of that flag and being in a foreign country, wow, it made me really emotional.
Interestingly enough, that was the last movie I saw before I went into the military. So
oh. we can't quote exactly what Patton said on that stage because here we are in the radio station exactly. But anyway,
but to the effect, he said, your job's not to die for your country. Your job is to let somebody else die for theirs.
Yes.
Not nearly as colorful, but.
Yeah. Well, these are emotions, and I hope that the listening audience out there is stirred by them, because I was taken back when you said less than 2% have served in the military. So it is very important that teachers and parents and grandparents sit down with those that they have influence and to say, do you realize how important it is to love your country and to be willing to serve your country? Now, everybody can't and won't serve in the military, but we can give service. We give service to our communities. We can give service in so many ways. But in all this service, I hope that when the flag goes by, or when the flag is saluted, or when we pledge allegiance, that we do it and we realize that it, as you said earlier, Rick, this hasn't come easily. This is something that people paid for with their lives, to have that ability salute the flag and have it come before an audience in a gathering. And so I think that's so important.
We have right now just over 17 million veterans. In the year 2000, there were almost five and a half million that were veterans of World War II. There are 500,000 now. They're dying off. Vietnam veterans, average age is in their 70s. So they're going to be dying off. I can't tell you enough how important those veterans are to each of us.
I know that three books that I treasure the most in my collection of books that I have is four, counting the history of Scott Hansen and his service in World War II as a pilot, a bomber pilot that served over Europe, and also Washburn, and his history of his service in World War II. And you know, he never weighed 100 pounds soaking wet, and yet he was a big gun commander that went across Europe and fought, you know, in the Battle of the Bulge and did so much. It's just so interesting to hear what they did. And I came away from reading his history with the same commitment. I mean, I kind of had this commitment. He said, we were all in. We had to win this war. And he says, we gave it our all. And they did. He says, losing was not an option. We could not let Hitler have his way with the world. And when he talked about it, he spoke with emotion every time.
We always do.
Any other text and questions for us, Robert?
Cowboy just simply says, I salute each and every one of you. God bless, love, and respect.
Thank you.
Well, we again express our appreciation to KSVC and Mid-Utah Radio for allowing us to do this program. We appreciate our listening audience that almost all have not said anything, because we know that you're there feeling in your heart a great appreciation to Rick and the other veterans that we have out there in our midst. And we're not encouraging you to go find a veteran and give him a kiss, but by darn, that certainly would be a great thing to do today. And at least salute the veteran, whether it be a family member or somebody else that you know that served in any time in our military. And those that didn't serve during a wartime, they were ready to, and they took the oath to, and they would have. And it wouldn't matter if they were a cook or whatever they were doing. They would have picked up a rifle to defend our country. So find a veteran and salute them and tell them that you love them and appreciate their sacrifice, and more than that, perhaps their willingness to give all in the defense of freedom.
And not all veterans are men. I know a number of women here in the area that that have served. My mother-in-law, who will be 102 years old on the 23rd of this month, was a pilot with the WASPs in World War II, the Women's Air Service Program. And her job was to ferry planes from where they were built in Texas to Florida. And there are no sexual color barriers. There are many people that have served.
That's true. And of all the sacrifices made, those women who kept the home fires burning and sacrificed in so many ways while their husbands and fathers were out there serving our country, I mean, they were giving a service that was just as valuable, if not more so, by raising the kids alone. And yes, of course, there's many widows have lost those that have served in the service of our country. We cannot forget these people. Well, once again, thank you, Rick, for coming in, and thanks again to KSVC. Let's make this day special by keeping in our mind the veterans and their service, and not just this day, but every day we need to salute those that have given all or been willing to give all for our country.
Once again, this has been the Richfield City Veterans Day program. One more comment coming in from a Richfield member saying, thanks, Mr. Pruitt, for your service, teaching me and your friendship and your service to our country and our community. And Big Jake also weighed in saying, better mention those women that served like his mother as well. So, again, appreciate the comments and questions coming in this morning.
I have one other comment here from Roger. First of all, thank Rick for his service. Then thank you, Rick, for giving our veterans the opportunity to receive their diplomas several years ago at the high school graduation. My dad was the only one who took advantage of that day. It was a proud day for him.
It was a proud day for me to be able to do that.
This is Roger Christensen, mm-hmm. and I'm sure it's Marvin he's talking about, who just recently passed away.
Yes. Yeah.
Marvin loved our country and he's a very proud veteran. Okay, well, thanks again, Robert. Appreciate you.
Again, appreciate Richfield City Mayor Dave Ogden, Rick Pruitt, the featured speaker today for the Richfield City Veterans Day program. And, of course, thank you to the Richfield High School Band for performing the National Anthem and Pavant Elementary School for their production as well for their Veterans Day program. We'll now return you back to regular programming here on